Rashi on Kuf Tes over on Beis, going over to Kuf Tes Zayinim and Aleph. Asala, so four lines at the bottom. Simonius milamala umilamato lahavda minas muhuzlo. It makes some type of a simon to set it off from the parashas which are prior to it and afterward. The Malam Matarash explains that Bitchilo Ubasoif Vayhibin Sa'oron, right before Vayhibin Sa'oron, at the end of that those Tupsukim, to tell you Shein Zemekhaim. This is not where it belongs. Shein Ruya Lakan, it doesn't really belong here. The Lav Bahalichis Masos Mishtoi Le'amine, it's not really talking about the process of Klayaso moving. That should say, and when the Aaron moved, it's not talking about moving at this point in time. It belongs to the parsha of the Golem when they were Noisim, or actually earlier, possibly even in Bahaloisa, earlier where it talks about they actually traveled. It should say the by Ibn Sa'aran. So why is it? To tell you it's a sefer kosher b'fnei atzmai. To tell you ein zemekayim. So Rebbe says lo min hashem huzep. Lo zeh hashem shel tamei hasimonius. The reason why the simonim over here was not to tell you it's in the wrong place. Mekayim who the parsha zul b'tchilas masa shenosim mihar sinai. It is in its place because earlier it mentions the fact that they left Mahar Sinai. The Ira Le'elmine, like it says earlier, could receive Le'elmine by Hiba Chodesh Hasheni, Bashan Hasheni, Bashim Bachodesh, Nalo Anon Me'alam Mishkan, and they travel. So it belongs here. So then why are these simonim here? To tell you, it's a safer by itself. The Mora says we have a different statement. It says, Chotzu Amadeh Hashiva, referring to the seven Sefer Torah. Parsha Zul Sefer La'atzmai, so the Parshas Vayimim Sa'aron acts as its own Sefer. Nimsa Shalomalim Sefer La'atzmai, it comes out with Parshas Sefer Bamidbar up to that point is separate Sefer. Mishalomata Sefer La'atzmai, what comes after there to the end of Sefer Bamidbar is also another Sefer. How was Emma this is where it belongs. Nimsa Sefer Vayadabar Nechok the Gimel Sforms, it comes out Sefer Vayadabar, which is how Parshas Al Sefer Bamidbar starts, is divided into three separate parshas for a total of seven. And the Mor says, "Who's the Watana who argues?" It's from Moshe Gamliel who says, "The Seder Parsha Zu, lasted in the future, Shukol Aperonius Batalim, when Aperonius will then end." Well, Yidagul the Peronis, Vietzahara Batal, they would not be concerned about Peronis, then we could put this Parsha back where it belongs. So Mor says, what was the two Peronios which we're referring to? Vahiyam Kimisadim Peronis Rishana, Vahisam Harashem is Peronishniya. Machri Hashem, but Sot Yuman Yamim Lamasom, His Abu Hasabsuf Tabo, Lihiswayim Alabosar, Kede Limur Bekadish Baruch. So they restored Me'achari Hashem. Apparently, Rashi had the Girsa in the Gemara. We don't have the Girsa in our Gemara, but it says Vahiyom Kimisadonim that they were complaining So that's going on with Yisum Harashem. It says that they restored Me'achari Hashem in the future. What was going to come? Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. Tosfos says the Peronis Rishonim is referring to that which Rashi actually brings the Chumash, the Medrash, which says that they left Ketinah Kayotzim Beis HaSefer. They left a little bit too joyously. They left Har Sinai. They learned a lot of Torah by Har Sinai. They got a lot of mitzvah by Har Sinai. They were there for almost a year total. Minus 10 days, and they were happy to leave, not to be getting any more commandments. So that was a that was an element of Peronius and Klal Yisrael. So Tosfos understands it. And it's interesting because Rashi and Chumash actually bring that medrash. Okay. Amar Rav. Iboy Elohu. Hagilyonim shall sefer Torah matzilin usan mipnei adaleika or ein matzilin usan mipnei adaleika. If you have the gilyonim of a sefer Torah, which means the part of the parchment which is above the written part, below the written part, in between the columns, or possibly in a case where the sefer Torah had been erased, and you just have the parchment which is under the ksav, the parchment itself. What status does it have? Are you matzled by the Delekia or not? So he says, Toshma, Sefer Torah Shabbalah. So we quoted the Brisa before, but Sefer Torah wore out. Yesh b'il l'lakat eshmanim v'chomish ursius k'gon parashas v'hibin so ha'oran matzilin v'im lab ein matzilin v'amai tebek le'im mishum gilyon d'day. So you have, don't have 85 letters, but you have all of the parchment which is there. So that would indicate that the parchment alone is not a source to save it. It's only because of the ksav, and then we're discussing how much ksav is left or not. Samor says so that would be a proof that you do not save for the Gilyardis. Samor says no. Bola shiny. The situation with Sefer Torah totally wore out. The whole thing, so we say that the whole Sefer Torah is, if the words are the words are there, but the words aren't there, it's so worn out that the words aren't there to this point, the whole Sefer Torah lost its significance. So you're not matzah because of the Guyanis either. Our question is a case where the Sefer Torah is not worn out, but the Ksav was Nimchak. You have a section of Sefer Torah where the Ksav was Nimchak, but the Sefer Torah itself is not in a state of being bala. Okay, Mor says, okay. Toshma, different Sefer Torah, a different brisa. Sefer Torah shenimchak, so now it wasn't bala, it was just nimchak, it got erased, but it wasn't the whole thing wore out. Imeish b'lalak ha-shmanim b'chamash oisiyus, g'gan parashat v'hibi and tzoran, matzilim, b'mlav he matzilim. So you see, v'amai tebek le'mishum g'yun didei. So you see that here it was just Nimchak, it wasn't Bala, and still we're saying that you must have the Ksav to say the Sefer Torah. You don't say the Sefer Torah because of the parchment. So Mora says an interesting answer, which is counterintuitive of what we would have said. Mora says, we would have, in our mind, we're thinking that the Kedusha on the Gilyonis between the bottom, top and the bottom, and between the columns is less significant than the place where it's actually written on. So if you're contemplating saving the Sefer Torah for the Gilyonis, which are, there is no writing, obviously you would save the Sefer Torah for the place where there had been writing. And Morris said the exact opposite. Morris says, Mokam Aksav Lokim Iboyali, for the place where it had been written and now it's erased, I have no question of whether that you do not save. Why? Chikodesh agav ksav hu de kodesh. Also ksav, also lo kedusha oste. Over there, the main kedusha you put on the gilyon was that it should be the base for the ksav. When the ksav is removed, it doesn't have its chashivas anymore. My question is, ki kamiborli shalmala b'shalmata, shemain parsha la parsha, shemain daf la daf, shemain tchilas ha sefer, shemain sefer sefer. The top, the bottom, between the gaps you have between the parshias, between the columns, beginning of the sefer, end of the sefer. That's why I'm contemplating that should have a kedusha. You should save it because of that. But under the ksav, its main function is to be there for the ksav. If the ksav is gone, it will lose its. It will not have that significance, and it will not. You will not save it for that. So the case where, well, the more okay, fine. Ms. Tebe le mishum di ahu, good, okay, but you had to save a terrorist. So there's all these. If you tell me these other parts are reason to save it, so save it. Why are the 85 letters important? There is the beginning and the end, etc. The Mor says the guys were sure the case had been that had been cut off, and all you had was the Makam Aksav, and the Makam Aksav was worn out. And so that's where the Brisa says it depends if there's 85 letters or not. So that would not be conclusive to our shayla. Toshma. Hakol yodim shamala v'shamata shemein parsha l'parsha shemein daf l'daf shetchilas sefer shebesayif sefer mitamim esiyadayim. So they create a tumas yadayim. If a person touches any parts of those things, we know that we saw in the first parak that Chazal regards that the sefer creates a tuma. So these, if a person touches the part which is not the ksav, he still gets tumas yadayim. So you see that it has kedusha on it. So the assumption should be it's the same as the rest of the sefer. So it should be a loch of hatsola. So the more I did. So the more answers agav sefer Torah shani. So the more says that. So dilma agav sefer Torah shani. Maybe the reason why the tumah over here is once you have the sefer which is kaddish, so the kedusha extends to the Gulyonis also. Our question is the case where you had the Gulyonis without the sefer that had been cut off, etc. Or the sefer had been totally erased, so there's no kedusha sefer anymore. Is there a kedusha on the Gulyonis? That we don't know. Or either the Guyanas have been cut off and they're separate, or the Sefer had been Nimchak, and that's where our question is. Let's see Rashi. Hagil Yoinin. So it's about 12 lines down into the narrow lines of Rashi. Klavim Halakim, the Klav, which is now non written on, it's empty. Anyway, that would be empty. To be boyale, we have this question. How would that be? Going chelik shilamala v'shilamata v'shinimchak ksavim v'nasecholik. Either the ksavim above and below, or there had been writing here and had been erased. So that's all part of the question: are you matzal or not? The more answered bola shani. The kibin shabola was the tefillah is totally worn out. After Gilyon Batos, therefore the Gilyon is also Batos. Kikimi Boyole, Shal Gilyonin Kayamin, Elish Kasav Holach. That the Gilyonim are still functioning nicely, the Klav is still a functional Klav, but the Kasav has been erased. If the whole thing is worn out, then you can't really use it, etc. The whole thing is worn out, so that's different. I'm not sure at what point in time you give it the status of Bolo. How worn out is called worn out? I don't know what that means exactly. Translated Lamaisa, but that's the word of the Gemara. The Gemara says, okay, the case was Nimchak. The Gemara says, well, the place where it had been written, so why don't you, even though it's Nimchak, but what about the Gilyon? The Hainu call the Sefer Torah, the whole Sefer Torah is the Gilyon. So the Gemara says, the Mokha Maksav, She Nimchak, let me boil it. Where it had been written, now it's erased, I have a question, the Vare Migra Gori, that's worse. The Chikadosh Mikora, Lav Hashem Gilyon Cholak Kaddish. When you made it Kaddish originally, you didn't make it that should be function as the empty Gilyon. Allah died to the Ksav. You wrote it that should be part of the place of the Ksav. The Kiman the Ozale Ksav. Therefore, once the Ksav has been lost, Paka Mikedushte, and loses its Kedusha. My question is, Shalomala Lamata, and Mithil Hashem Cholak Kaddish, when you put its kedusha on, that was going to be the part which would not have a ksav. It's there to be the gilyon of the sefer Torah. That's its kedusha. The hashak shenimchak ksav a sefer nami cholakus. Even though after the sefer has been erased, it's still there. So maybe that should have a kedusha. Hachrizin metebulei mishumahu. Where is it? The guys mishadu. Lachim berusha metebulei davugav the ein by kedel lakat pehe oisios. If what you're saying is correct, that there's a halacha of being matzalit because of the Gilyonis, even if it doesn't have 85 letters, still, habal lemisni bebraisa matzilim mishum ahu revoch shalmala umata, the area above and below should be a source of saving it. Elalav, so what are we forced to say? Shart minod de ein matzilim, we see that you don't say because of the Gilyonis. That's the Morris question. Mor says no. Mashan, the Mor answers, the guy is Mashadi. In the case over here was a case where there was no Giyonim, it was just Mokam Aksab. And then we say, well, if it was just Mokam Aksab, you have to have 85 Oisim. Then it brought a Braisa which talked about the Giyonis, which are at the beginning and the end of the Sefer, above and below, the Matamas Yadayim. Shabbatkhila Sefer, Shabbatkhila Sefer, Shkulan Hayuk Subim Kimagila, Kisefer Torah. They were these Goyanim, any swarm that they had were written in a scroll form. When you write in a scroll form, the halacha is writing a Sefer Torah is Rosha Kedei Logol Amud, Sefer Kedei Logol Hekif, Lahakif Kol HaKrach. That there was a certain amount you had to leave blank at the beginning. You had to leave enough blank at the beginning, it could go around the Amud of the Atzei Chayim. At the end, you had to leave it. You had to leave it. There's enough there that could go around the whole sefer. If you wrap the whole thing around one amud, you'd have one more layer all the way around. Thomas Yadayim, in Nogaboy, Nogab Truma, Paisla. If it touches the sefer, then it touches afterwards. It touches Truma. The Truma now is possible. In Exerishet Chastabra, who he like we had before in the first parak. Once it had a full-fledged Tumas Yadayim, you need Tevilas Yadayim. You don't need full Tevila. You don't need full Tevila of the person. You need Tevilas Yadayim. By Kurdish, it's clear the local. You need Tevilas Yadayim. A truma, stam yadayim need the teal of the truma. Once it had full tumas yadayim, I don't remember whether once it had stam yadayim the truma need the teal. Once it had a full tumas yadayim, I think by kodesh halach is. To touch, once it had tumas yadayim, to touch kodesh, you need tevilas yadayim, not the whole body, just tevilas yadayim. And by truma, the tevila is enough, I think so. Right. Right, I think so. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's right. Right. So many times they're dealing with. Right, they would have to wash their hands. Right.
Yeah. Some more. You said for Kodesh, you need to be like.
Right. I'm not aware there's a problem with that. Yeah, I'm not aware that that's such a problem. It would be metama kachim if you touch it, so you'd have to wash your hands before you touch. The mag of sefer Torah, shaloi nimchuk ksava sefer elakula kaim. The case of the brisa which says that the tuma was generated by touching the goyanus was a case where there was a sefer Torah there. The sefer Torah had not been erased. It's totally there. But Zen Nagab Gulyanim, he touched the Gulyanim. That's when there's a tumah on the Gulyanim also. Where our question is a case of a Nimcha Kasever, and Kakadusha, Alamishum Gulyan, Shashim Shaiba Edekayim, the Gulyan which had been there to be Mishamish, the Sefer Torah, when the Sefer Torah was there, now the Sefer Torah is erased. What Kadusha does that have? That's our question. That what halacha does it have, the Gabi Hatzalah? Hatzalah, yeah.
Well, good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning, Rabbi. You don't have a tomb which is only the hands and not the rest of the body.
Well, good morning,
Rabbi.
Okay. It's not inherent in the object
itself.
It's zero.
Yeah, correct. Toshma. back in the Gemara.
What did you say? It's
a Gzairah? Derisin. Ha Gilyonin, Mesifre Minin, Ein Matzilin, son of the Brisa says, you have Gilyonin alone, it's a Morse assumption. Or you have Sefer, which is written by a Min, as she says, they were Ebdev at Azor, and they wrote a Sefer Torah. Lachas, you do not save it. When they struck him Kaiman, you let them be burnt in their place. Hein Vasper saying, even with the names of Hashem which are written in there. So you see my law. So what is the Brisa saying? It's saying Gilyanim the Sefer Torah. The Gilyanim of the Sefer Torah are if they're just the Gilyanim, or if you have a Sefer Minim with even though there's a Ksav there, neither one do you say. So you see, you don't save Gilyanim. Moshe says no. Gilyanim the Sefer Minim. It's not referring to Gilyanim Sefer Torah. It's referring to the Gilyanim of a Sefer Minim. So the Gilyanim of a Sefer Minim or the Sefer Minim themselves, you don't save. So Moshe says, well, that's what's the chiddush of that. Hashta Sefer Minim Gufayu and Matzilin. If you don't save the Sefer of the Sefer Minim, so obviously Gilyanim boy, do we need to say that you don't save the Gilyanim of them? So that can't be pshat. And Moshe says no. Hachik Amr. The point of the Brisa is to tell you that we deal with Sefer Minim as if it's a Sefer which never had been written. Empty Gilyanim and Sefer Minim are the same thing. We don't deal with Sefer Minim as if there's anything written there. But a case where it had been written, an actual Sefer Torah, not written by men. And now it's Nimchak. I don't know what the Loch is. That's not what the Brisa is talking about. We said, okay, fine. So our question stands as a question. We want to now go into this Loch of Sefer Minim. Gufa. So we said before, Hagerim Sefer Minim, Emetzilim Asamim Ne'adaleika. So that was the Brisa we just quoted. Comes the Brisa continues. He says, "Rabbi Yosi Omer b'chol kederes as karesh b'hanim begoinzon v'shar sarfa." He says, "Not only is there you're not matzil, there's a mitzvah to burn it, but before you burn it, you save." So on Shabbos, if a fire breaks out, you don't save it, even though there's shame of Hashem in there. But during the weekdays, we go beyond that. A person actually has a mitzvah to destroy it, but without the shame of Hashem. So you have to cut out the shame of Hashem which are there. And burn the rest of the sefer, and the shemus which are taken out. There's a loch of geniz. Bashar sorfen is a mitzvah to burn. Amar of tarfen, a kapeches bini. I should bury my son, or literally, you know, my son should be. He's like making a declaration of how significant this is. If this isn't true, what I'm saying, my son should be buried. Shim yivayu liyadi, I'm telling you that I'm so committed to what I'm saying is true. Shim yivayu liyadi, shani esra v'yisom, v'esk ha'askar shabahan. You burn him with the askaris. And he says, why? Shafilu adam roidiv achrav lahargar, if a person is being chased to be killed. V'nachav Nachash rots lachish, or a snake is coming, a poisonous snake is coming to bite it. Nichlus the base of a zora, vein nichlus the bateim shall elu. You can go into the base of a zora, but not into the houses of the minim. What's the difference? Shahalolo makirin v'karfin, valolo ein makirin v'karfin. The minim were people which were knew better, and they were karfin akadosh baruch hu. So that's worse than about a zor. The people of Israel, they don't know. Well, in a cause of Armin, that's the pasuk. Achardelis v'amazusa santo zichroin necho, zichroin necho. I'm not sure you pronounce it. They menach it over there. Okay. So I guess then it's samt zichroin necho, right? Okay. That you had a zikaron, you had an awareness, and you like sort of like stuck it behind the door. You like threw it out. That's the madrega of the minim. And that's, you threw, like, you know, you took what you had and you threw it away behind the door. So that's a worse madrega than of the Avodah Zarah. And the Ubas Arlam, the Avodah Zarah, so this is what they've been taught. So, you know, there's a Gemara in Chulin, Morse Minig Abbasan B'Yadayim. They're doing it because that's what their fathers taught them. So that's not to exonerate them, that they should have tried to find out better, etc. But at the end of the day, there's some element of a vindication that they have. Whereas over here, you were aware, your fathers taught you otherwise, and you took what you had and you threw it behind the door. So that's the bias of the... usually the minimum... many times the minimum shas was a euphemistic way to refer to the people who followed Yeshu. So there was Yidden who went off the derech, you know. So, and they wrote a Sefer Torah. They wrote their books. They said, you don't get involved with anything, you burn it. Amar Mishmol.
Isn't there the question of, I mean, Pikuach Nefesh, you, I mean, you know, what is it that's sort of override Pikuach Nefesh? In other words, I understand the people are worse.
The chashash of going in and getting in with them, you might end up staying there. And that's worse, ending up becoming a min is worse than that.
Well, it didn't sound like that was the chashash that he would become a min. But in other words, why is it more likely that he would become a min going to their place than going to a base of voters? I understand that they are worse people.
No, so going to the... Because these people are the... These people are people which are aware, and they chose. So these are people which are out lahachis to try and ensnare people. They know, and they're going to try. But whereas other ones, like, you have a conversation with them, like, you know, you're not going to explore from their conversation. What do they know? Amar Mishmol Kabbal Karmi. See, he says he comes to a sort of support what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Kabbal Karmi. Look at the Kabbalah. Let's look at this Kabbalah Chaver. Ma lasser shalom bein ish li ishtoi. Amar HaTorah shmi sheinitha b'kedusha yimocha alamayim halolu alamayim kama. If a person is willing to have his name be erased to create shalom between a husband and a wife, halolu, these people shematilim kina ve'eva v'tachrus ben Yisrael avim shemashamayim, they create this complaint to the Shemayim against Klal Yisrael, and you, by destroying their sefer, you're helping create the peace between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. So obviously, isn't it Alachas Kama V'Kama that it's obvious that you're going to destroy these swarm with Hashem's name? Those who hate you, Hashem, I hate. Those who stand up against you, eskatot, I will fight with them. Tachlis sinos neisim, the most extensive sina, I've hated them. Loyim hayuli, that they are my enemies. Okay. So it was an act of hatred on David Melech's part against these people, the ones who are the Sernei Hashem, the ones who stand up against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is correct. It's the last few, towards the end of the capital. Shame, shame, Matzilim, some of that. The lake of Kachem, Matzilim, the son, Lomin, and Mapolis, Lomin, and Mayim, Lomin, Dabra, Hamaabzim. And then it just said the halacha of Hatzilim, and the lake is not, there's no halacha of saving it from anything, which is going to destroy it. It's going to mapolis, or it fell into the water, or anything which is going to destroy it, you don't save it from that. Okay. Boimenei Rav. Rav Yosef Bar Chanin, Mirbi Avohu. Hani Sifri Debei Avidon, Metzilin Oson Rebnei Adeleka, Oye Metzilin Oson. So the minim wrote these svarim, which they used to use in the place where they would have their debates, and the base they have the base is called Be'a Vidun. So the svarim which were there, which were written over there to use for the debates, so they're written by the minim, but the Jews would use them also to prove their points. So you would have a Tanakh which is written, and the min wrote it to have it available. They would keep it stored there by the Beit House, and the goy would use it. The Yisrael Meshumad would use it, and then the Chacham would use it to answer back. To be using the sefer, so maybe that's you save. So more than Inverav Rav Rabbi Yehuda, he wasn't. He said yes. He said no. It wasn't clear in his hands what to say over there. I'm sorry.
What was the derivation of Avidan here? I mean, why do they call it the
Avidan? I don't know. Except for the fact that they wanted to be Ma'abados, maybe. I don't know. The Gemara says, Rav, also the Be'avidun. Rav would never go there to the Be'avidun. Mekoshka and the Be'i Nitzarfi. The Gemara says that obviously it's the Be'i Nitzarfi, which was, there was a place of Avodah Zorah called Be'i Nitzarfi, which is telling us the opposite of what we said before. Shmuel the Be'i Nitzarfi, also the Be'avidun, also for the debates he would go. Amalei the Rabbah, the Mursa, they asked the Rabbah, my time really also is to Be'i Avidun, why don't you come to Be'i Avidun? So Amalei Hudikla, Planya, Ikaburcha, Mekoshali, there's, on the way to Be'i Avidun, there's this big palm tree, which the roots make the ground very very uneven, etc., and it's very hard to walk there, so I can't go. The Mursa says, Ne'akre, so we'll remove it. Where it says he answered Duchta Kashali, the place where the hole will be left will be hard. So Rashi explains he basically was looking for an excuse not to go. The Moor says we'll see why he made an excuse in a second. Mar Bar Yosef Omer Anlo Minayu Anlo Lo Mistafina Minayu. I'm friendly with them. And if I'm not worried if what's going to happen to me over there, see, he went. Zimnechada also, he went. And they attempted to kill him. So the reason why they tried to avoid going to Be'i Avidun was because that part of the debate, if the way it went like this, if they won the debate, they won. If they lost the debate, they killed you. So it wasn't really the greatest place to try and spend your time being. That's why Robert tried to avoid it. I'm sorry? Spend your time. Yeah. Now, the Mora says a story. Ima Sholem, the Vesu de Rabbi Eliezer. Her name was Ima Sholem, and she was the Rabbi Eliezer's wife. Ah, said the Rabbi Gamliel Havoy, she was Rabbi Gamliel's sister. The Mora says, Haba hu filosofa, Shiva Vuse, there was this, filosofa was another name for Rashi, it says for a min. In their neighborhood, the Habi Shokel Shmo Lo Mekabel Sheichata. This fellow was a judge. He accepted Sheichat, but he put out a reputation about himself that he wasn't the Mekabel Sheichat, that he didn't accept Sheichat. So Boy Lachuchi Beis of the Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Gamliel's sister wanted to make a fool out of the guy. To publicize the fact that he's lying about himself and he isn't Mekabel Sheichat and the whole thing is just a facade. So they did the following. Ayla Le Shruga did the Hava. So Rabbi Gamliel's sister gave this filosofa a golden menorah. Then they went to a court case in front of this judge, she and her brother. Amrle, and she said to him, "Beino ninifligi le benisid debei nashi. I want to get a portion in the property which is coming from my father died, that I should divide it with my brother. I want to get a portion with my brother." So she said to them, plugu, she has to get a portion. So Malay, so he said, the Ramil said back, Sivlon the Mokim brought the Loy Teres. Teres says by us that you can't get a portion. So the philosopher said back, Amalai, Minyarma de Galisum me Arachon, for the day that you went into exile, Isatilus Araisa de Moshe, Chasu Shalom, the Torah of Moshe was taken away. You see, Hebus, Sifra Achrite, a new book has been given. And that new book, it says, "Bro, brat, the kechal yerson, the son and daughter, they inherit together."
So is that a reference to the New Testament?
Possibly. I don't know what it has in the New Testament. At least in this guy's version of the New Testament, we'll see. The Mor says, "Lamacher, next day, hader ayale iu chamra luba." So Ramiel dropped off by this guy's house a chamor from Luba. It's a type of a chamor. Okay. So then they went to the case again. So Amalus, he says, I'd like to just add an addendum to what I said yesterday. Shvilas is safer, the Safra. I looked back, if you go all to the end of the book, this new book, and it says, Uksibbe. It says in the following, I'm not coming to change the law of Moses. Well, the Sufi al Raisa the Moshe says, I'm not coming to make it less and make it more. I stand by the law of Moses. And there it says that a daughter can't get a Yerusha when the son is there. So she said, Nahar Naharech Kishraga. Your light should shine forth like the menorah I gave you yesterday for Shoichat. So she said this in front of the whole court. So Amalei Ramliel says back, aha, Asachamra Ubatar Kishraga. But my chamor came and it smashed, my chamor that I gave him smashed your menorah. So they made an absolute slapping stock out of the guy in public about what they played the game with him. And that's what they wanted to accomplish. So since he was a min, they didn't want people to go again, being under his net, so they couldn't go directly against him, but they were able to create this scenario where he was revealed to be not this upstanding fellow that he claimed to be. See Rashi, I can have all the Rashis, at least start the Rashis. I'm going to back on an Aleph, Sifrei Minin, it's about 10, 11 lines up in the narrow lines. Sifrei Minin, Vishorsim Levet Azorah, because of the hand Torah, the Vim Ksubim, Ksav Ashuris, Belosh and the Kurdish, they wrote a Sefer Torah, looking like a Sefer Torah, and Rashi calls them Sefer Mesharim. They're Mesharim for Avodah Zarah. So the Brisa said that the discuss of the Goyanim and the Sifrei Minim. So Morris says, "What's the Kurdish?" The Mor says, "Hash the Sifrei Minim Gufayu Ein Matzilin." And the Sifrei Minim that I'm not sure about how Rashi had the gears in the Gemara. Okay. Mitzmiya, it's read as I'm trying to how Rashi has the Gemara. Our lashon in the Gemara, Hashem Mitzmiya Gufayu Matzilin. We don't save those. So Gyanim, boy, it's a funny way of saying it. I can't read it. Okay. So we're in a Marenka Gyanim. We deal with Sifrei Minim as if they're totally blank. Came along the more brought the Brisa, and Rabbi says the halacha is kaiter. You cut out chatichas klaf makom Hashem. You cut out where the Hashem's name is, and you burn the rest. Reb Tarfon says you burn it with it. Shefilu right of the hard guy al atzmikom. If a person were running after me to kill me, I would run into Beis Avodah Zarah, not into this place. Shehalalu nachrim ha'evdim Avodah Zarah ein. They are Einon makirin sherei b'kach godlu b'kach limdum avisam. They don't know otherwise. This is where they've been raised. But you, Marchadilus, Vamazudu Samt Zichronech, Zichron Huba Yadach, you were aware of it, it was remembered by you. It's not that you forgot it. You threw me, Rosh says, you threw me behind the door, you threw me away. Came along, Rabbi Shmuel said that, Kabuchamer, and then it says you do not save them from the other issues, Mapalus, etc., even though that's obviously not an issue in Chilul Shabbos necessarily. There's no Chilul Shabbos involved in sticking your hand in the water and saving it. And still, if they're going to be destroyed, you let them be destroyed. Okay, let's hold Rashi here.